Well, good morning, Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and it has been an honor to greet each and every single one of you on this God's Timing Tuesday. And if you don't believe me, just watch. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We love you, God. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we could do all things. So we thank you for allowing us to wake up into another Tuesday, God, the 23rd day of February 2016, God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow our ears and our eyes and our hearts to be open to receive what you would say to us this day. I thank you for this, the Master's Call, and I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill them up until they overflow, Father. And I pray for each and every single caller that has dialed in that you would fill them up until they overflow. We thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the Artists 2016 kickoff, God, where you showed up and showed out. We thank you for the new and the greater things that you are doing. And we thank you that you have allowed us to trust your timing. And God, we have seen you do a mighty work. So we give your name the praise and the honor. Bless the Diaz de Leon family and bless the speaker as she would come this morning, Father. I pray that you would increase in her as she decreases and that the word that you have set forth for her will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now for everything that would happen in this day. We go out with anticipation and expectation that great things will happen to us, and we trust your timing, oh God. And if others don't believe us, all they have to do is watch. So we decree it and declare it, and it is so. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to turn this call over to our prayer general here on the Master's Call, the phenomenal Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Didn't expect that. I was going to say, host, are you there? Good morning, Minister Tiffany, and God bless you. Thank you, thank you. I tell you, my hat go off to you because 5 o'clock in the morning on that West Coast is nothing to play with. And I thank God because I'm still trying to get my voice together here at 6 o'clock, okay? 7 o'clock here on Central Time. But I thank God for you, and I love that tag, God's Timing Tuesday. If you don't believe me, just watch. All right. And thank you for greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. I tell you, I am so excited. We are here another day. God has blessed us with this wonderful Tuesday, God's Timing Tuesday, and you are in for a blessing this morning. Yes, my name is Brenda Terrell. I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, greet you and say welcome to the Master's Call. Now, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we are here Monday through Friday, and that's at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. And we call it our telecommunications sanctuary. Yes, we do. This call was started back in 2010 by two phenomenal anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic. And then we have our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And these two ladies have brought this call forth each and every Monday through Friday, and we give God glory for them. Now, we also, this call is established on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we want you to invite your family, friends, and tell them it is a wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all messages have been archived there. Yes, from way back in 2010. And so if you're ready to hear for a message at any given time, you can go there and get one. And then you'll also notice that the theme for this year is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So we're so thankful to God because we have been on a 40-day fast, and now we have given up something for Lenten season, and we just see God doing great and wonderful things in the midst of our lives, in the midst of the TMC, in the midst of Artists International. Now, since I'm speaking on Artists International, I got to say that it is the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and we just came back from a wonderful, wonderful conference. It was a kickoff, 2016 kickoff conference in Las Vegas, and I tell you, just like Minister Tiffany said, if you don't believe me, just watch, because God is doing a great and wonderful thing. This company was started back over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, who headgeared by our Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon, and we're so grateful for the family still coming together, still creating ideas and great things and phenomenal products to help people get healthy again. So if you want to know more about this company, get with the person that invited you to this call. And not only that, we have a new morning motivational call that comes up right after this call. And it is, that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And you will see the pin is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And from Monday through Wednesday, you get great information about what this company is doing. Now, I'm also excited because we do have a new executive sales representative. I want to call him president, but he's actually an executive. He's a sales executive for Artists International, and we are under the umbrella of Artists Life. Well, he is now doing a call every night, Monday through Friday, and it is a presentation call, 15 minutes, and it is profound, it is professional, and it is a blessing. That number, if you will write it down, is 712-432-1699, 712-432-1699, and the PIN is 857-150-POUND, 857-150-POUND. He does it live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Time, two times each night. Get somebody on that call. If you don't know anything about it, listen to it and listen to that profound presentation. You will get your business built. I'm telling you, I am so excited. Now, enough about the Artists International, because I can go on and on. It is such a phenomenal company. We are doing great things. We have new products coming up, helping diabetes, doing just wonderful things. But along with that, we're going to go to the Word of God. We got a powerful woman of God. She's an evangelist, Wanda Walker, out of Chicago, Illinois. This woman was blessed. She's been under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry as the senior pastor way back in 1984, and she was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and God had called her to be an evangelist, to preach and teach, and she was under the tutelage of the late Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. She is still a member and serves there as an ordained minister. She's been an assistant Sunday school teacher. She's been a member of working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She's steadily going forth doing God's work and his will. I'm getting out of the way because this woman of God is a blessing. When she opens her mouth and gives the word of God, it comes out profound. It comes out with the tactic to say, this is where I am and this is where I need to be, because I tell you, God has an anointing on her life. I'm getting out of the way, introduced to some, present to others, my sister, the dear woman of God, minister, evangelist, Wanda Walker. Are you there?
Yes, I am, my sister. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Good morning, TMC family. God is so, so good and so worthy to be praised. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Well, I praise and thank God for this opportunity. I thank the Lord for Dr. PK. And praise be unto God. You spoke about rest. The Lord blessed me. And you all have to pray for me because I get lazy. I rest too much, and then I turn around and get lazy. So I'm going to have to come out of that. Pray for me that I come out of resting. But praise the Lord. Thank God for Pastor V, who the Lord uses to set us free. I tell you, I thank God for the both of you, because had it not been for you all saying yes to our Father, there will not be a TMC call. And I thank God for the TMC call, the Master's call, the Master. He is our Master. And not only is he our Master, but he is also our friend. And that's going to take us to the Word of God. I thank the Lord. I want the Lord to move Wanda Walker out of the way. And I want him to speak through my lips of clay in the name of Jesus. Now, the title of my message is, Are You a Friend or Are You an Enemy? You can answer that question as we go along. Now we have a friend, okay? We have friends, best friends, and associates. What is a friend? A friend is a person who knows and likes one another. Number two, a person who favors and is a supporter, a helper, and an advocate. In Proverbs 17:17, it says, a friend loves at all times. Now, that's a friend. A friend is going to love you at all times, all times. Underline all, because sometimes we have a tendency of loving you. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's go now to John, St. John 15:13-15. And it reads, starting at the 13th verse, and we know that Jesus is the best friend you could ever have. Now, you have some friends, you have some associates, and you have some best friends. Jesus is my best friend. 13th verse says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Jesus laid his life down for us. Helen Baylor, that song says, there's no greater love. Tiffany, could you sing that? No, I'm teasing. There's no greater love than a man lay down his life for a friend. There's no greater love. No, no, no. And there is no greater love than a man lay down his life for us, for a friend. We're Jesus' friend. It's no greater love. We're not going to find no greater love. Okay? Moving right along. The 14th verse says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. This is Jesus talking, y'all. He says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. He's my friend. He's your friend. The 15th verse says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. He said, I'm not calling y'all servants no longer. You know what the servant is, you know, going to cook and clean or whatever the whatever work job you have or whatever you're doing. You're a servant. He said, no, you're not just going to cook. You're not just going to clean. We're going to spend some time together. We're going to get to know each other. And how we get to know each other is through the word, you know. You're going to get to know me. We're going to become friends. You're not just going to be my servant. And also, the servant, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you got to first serve. And so, praise the Lord. Let me go on because it's, let me go on. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, he says, 15th verse, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. You hear what he said to us? He said, but I have called you friends. He calling us friends, but we only are his friend if we do whatever he commands us to do. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. We are Jesus' friend. Okay. Jesus is my best friend. Jesus had circles. You know, he had the circle of friends. You can't let everybody in your circle. Now, James, John, and Peter, those three was in Jesus' circle. Those who are his friends, although we all are his friends, but I would say that they were his best friends. Now, my husband is my friend. He's my best friend. We share. He knows me. He know what I like. He know what I don't like. We spend time together. We share together. He's my friend. Now, David and Jonathan in 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, 17th verse. You know the story. David and Jonathan was close friends. How Saul sought to kill David. And that was Jonathan's father, but he loved him so much he warned him and he encouraged him. Now, that was a friend. That's what you call a friend. A friend. Are you a friend? Are you a best friend? Or are you just an associate? Now, I had a friend that I thought was my friend. I'm going to talk about the enemy. Sharon Nims, I thought she was my friend growing up. A friend is going to be truthful and tell you the truth. I don't know if y'all remember or you heard this term back in the day when they say, you my ace, coon, boom, you my friend, you my girl. You know, she told me. She said, well, you my girl. She said, if I had $2, one of them is yours. Okay. But then she turned around. No sooner she said that, she turned around and told one of my ex-friends where I was when I had told a lie because I was in the world. I told him I was in one place, but I was in another place. But did not she go back and tell where I was? But she was my friend. She wasn't supposed to tell. And he told me, you need to check your friends. Now, this is back in the day. I went to her and I told her, two of them. It was only two people that knew. She was the guilty one. Okay, so she said she was my friend, but she wasn't really my friend. So, okay, she was just there for a season because, you know, you got people in your life, they're going to be in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. whatever reason, you in my life, okay? If you in my life for a reason, come on. Let's go. Let's do what we need to do. If you in my life for a season, come on. Let's get it all done with. But if you in my life for a lifetime, then praise be unto God. You part of my destiny. But if you're not part of my destiny, I will shake you. Cheryl and Claudette, I'm still back in the day. They hemmed me up one day and said, Wanda, we're not going to play with Francine. And I was like, why are you not playing with Francine? They said, you got to pick between me and Francine. I said, well, I want to be friends with both of y'all. You can't be friends with both of us. You got to pick. And I was like, I was hurt. I said, well, okay, I'll pick y'all. Well, of course I'm going to pick y'all. Y'all got me hemmed up in this corner. But after I left that corner, Francine was in my class. I wanted to play with Francine. Guess what? I played with Francine, and I stopped playing with Cheryl now. Guess what? Francine was the one to introduce me to my husband that I've been with for 35 years. So what are you saying, Wanda? Let's go to the body of Christ. Cheryl and Claudette was in a clique, and they wanted me to be in that clique too. They wasn't my true friend, because a true friend is not going to try to get you to stop talking to somebody because they did something to them. They didn't do nothing to me. Y'all need to get it straight. The word says the brother is overtaken in the fall. You, which are spiritual, go to that brother, go to that sister, and get it straight. So God was showing me back in the day, don't be in no cliques. I'm not in the clique. The only clique I'm in is with Jesus. So God was teaching me about being friends, about friends back in the day. So I don't want to be in no clique. I'm not going to be in no clique. But either we're going to be friends. You either going to be my friend, my best friend, or you're going to be an associate. You in my life for a reason or a season. If you're in my life for a lifetime, come on. You part of my destiny. Let's soar. Let's be the best friends we can be. I had a true friend that went on to be with the Lord. She was a true friend. She passed away and went on. Yes, so she was a true friend. And I was able to be there for her. She was able to be there for me. Whatever she needed me to do, I was there. A true friend is going to be there when you're up and when you're down. She was diagnosed with cancer. She needed somebody to get food for her. She needed to go to the doctor. I was there. She was there for me when I needed her. What is a friend? A friend is a person that's going to agree or disagree. I'm going to have to move on quickly. You either agree or disagree, but you disagree to be agreeable, and you still love each other. You still care for each other. You're there. I thank God for being my best friend. I thank God for the friends that he has given me. I thank God that the devil come. He come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He come to steal relationships. What about Elizabeth and Mary? They came together. We are sisters. We are brothers in Christ. The brothers in Christ, our brother. We are family. We have to love one another. We need each other. I thank God for Pastor V. I thank God for Dr. PK. I thank God for Tiffany. I thank God for Brenda. I thank God for A. I can't name everybody, but I thank God for you all. Thank God for y'all being there for me when I needed you. The devil came to steal, but God, hallelujah, he restored me back. The thief was caught. I will be leaving to God be the glory next week. I will be going to Houston, Texas. It only cost me $116.37 flying out of America Airlines. I will be going there. To God be the glory. You all are my friends. I love you all. God bless you all. Let's help each other. I have something you need. You got something I need. Let's share. I love you all. God bless you all. Are you a friend or are you an enemy? God bless you. Love you. In the hands of our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise God, praise God. Are you a friend or are you an enemy? Thank you for such a profound message this morning. And I will call you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy Spirit of the true and living God, we thank you, God, that you are so awesome in all your ways. We acknowledge you, Father, for being our Alpha, our Omega. And, Lord, everything in between, you said you will begin the work you've begun in us. You will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving, honoring you, Lord God, because we know that you are our friend. We know, Father, that you are a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So we thank you, Father God, that we can call on you and you will answer. And then you say you will show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We thank you, Father, for Minister Wanda who has given us this profound message, Lord God, on friendship. To let us know, Father, and to remind us that we should be true friends with one another. It's because of the love of Jesus that dwells on the inside of us. So, Lord God, we ask that you pour back into Minister Wanda, Lord God, virtues of love, peace, joy, Lord God, all that her heart's desire is, her heart desires and what she needs, Father God. We know you'll supply her every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We know, Father God, that you're going to bless her going out and bless her coming in. We ask you, Father, that you pour more, Lord God, pour more into her, Lord God, that she overflows like never before. We thank you for blessing her household, blessing everything that pertains to her. And we give your name the glory and the honor for doing this day and the days to come in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for our Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Continue to strengthen them and keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Thank you for blessing all those that are on this call, oh God. We thank you, Father, that as we go forth into the marketplace, Lord God, we ask that the love of God will continue to flow in our hearts, Lord God, where people will see the change in us, Lord God. They will see you in us. In all that we do and all that we say. Lord, it's all about you getting glory. So we thank you in advance. Strengthen the bereaved families, Lord God. Keep those and heal those that are sick and shut in, Lord God. We speak healing to their bodies. We thank you, Father, for Artists International, Artists Life. We thank you, all those that are doing a great work, Father. Keep them in perfect peace. Let them continue to flow, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for the love, the peace, the joy, and the friendship that's going from heart to heart, spirit to spirit, mind to mind, this day in the days to come among Artists International like never before. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you that it's all done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, God is so good, and we're so grateful that you have joined us this day to hear this profound message on friendship. You can hear it again by dialing 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. Now, coming up next is the morning motivational call, and that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The pin is 539-598-pound. And once again, the presentation call at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Times, both times live. The number is 712-432-1699. The pin is 857-150-pound. We're so glad that you joined us this morning. We give God glory for each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and seating everyone this morning and letting us know that this is God's Timing Tuesday. God bless you, and may God continue to keep you. This is my prayer. I will now turn it over to Minister Wanda and ask you to close us with a benediction.
Forgive me for going over, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God that he have placed a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He has also given us a friend that's in our lives for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. Thank God for Artists International. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. And, Lord, each and every friend that you have connected us with, Lord, they're in our lives for a reason, Lord. And we pray that whatever we are to do, because you have connected the TMC family, Lord, let us do it to God. Be the glory. We love you, Lord. We need you, and we bless you. Thank you for being our best friend. In Jesus' name, go out and have a blessed and prosperous day.